From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The U.S. military says an American drone strike has likely killed Afghan Taliban leader Mullah Akhtar Mansour. U.S. officials said that President Barack Obama authorized the strike Saturday afternoon local time. Reporter Ayaz Ghul from Islamabad says if confirmed, Mansour's death would be a major blow to the Taliban.
Well, what we understand from the U.S. officials that there was this drone attack carried out, and that was apparently inside Pakistan. In fact, on the Pakistani side of the border. If it is confirmed, this will be a major blow to the Taliban, because after the death of its founder, Mullah Omar, Mullah Akhtar Mansour is the only active Taliban leader who can hold the movement together.
Soon after, reports of the strike began appearing online and in news broadcasts in the region. The Afghan Taliban released a statement calling reports of Mansour's death baseless. Investigators now say that smoke was detected inside Egypt Air Flight 804 just minutes before it plummeted into the Mediterranean Sea early Thursday. The latest information does not offer many answers as to what might have happened, while search crews continued scouring the sea Saturday for further wreckage. Egypt's military released pictures of a pink bag, a life vest, shredded seat covers, and mangled debris showing the Egypt Air name. The flight recorders still need to be recovered from the bottom of the Mediterranean. An Egyptian civil aviation ministry official has denied media reports that the recorders, the flight data recorder, and the cockpit voice recorder had been located. This is